New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced this past Tuesday that he will resign from office after all the accusations made against him about sexual harassment. His resignation will be effective 14 days from this past Tuesday. Cuomo said his instinct was to fight through the controversy, which, of course, he's still insisting is politically motivated. That's one of the lines here. This is about politics, and our political system today is too often driven by extremes. However, Cuomo said the situation on its current trajectory would create months of controversy, as if it hasn't already, consume government, as if it hasn't already, and cost taxpayers millions of dollars. Well, that's because New York taxpayers would be technically paying for Cuomo's lawyers, since lawsuits, legal action would be made against the position of governor, not against Andrew Cuomo. That's how the mechanics of New York State government works. But anyway, as a result, he said, the best way I can help now is if I step aside. Also, too, Cuomo blasted the Attorney General's report, the Book of Revelations about him. And this caught me, too. He also said, don't get me wrong. This is not to say that there are not 11 women who I truly offended. There are, and for that, I deeply, deeply apologize. Offended. He didn't offend them. He molested them. Going back to Handy Andy here, in my mind, I've never crossed the line with anyone, but I didn't realize the extent to which that line has been redrawn. That's coming from the same person who created legislation that strengthened protection for victims of sexual assault. He didn't know where the line was now? If that won't compel the Emmys to force Cuomo to give back his Emmy trophy statue, nothing will. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will resume the governor's seat following Cuomo's resignation, so that makes her the first woman to ever be governor of the state of New York. So Andrew Cuomo is gone, well, at least on the political stage. That despite some in the news media within hours after his announcement of his resignation were asking, where's Cuomo going to wind up? What would his return to public office look like? Give it a rest. Anyway, Andrew won't be thinking about that. He's going to be too busy at the defendant's table at probably a series of court cases he's going to be named in. And as for the accountability for Cuomo's concern regarding sexual assault, senior citizen deaths, various other dark clouds created by his own hand, that'll all depend on whether enough people he's bullied all these years see this as a time to battle back against the bully. Will the angry Democrats in Albany still take action? That's not a guarantee. Will the news media move on from the Andrew Cuomo story, more specifically than nursing home deaths? Well, the fact is that they were never on that story to begin with. Media Research Center tabbed up from March 2020 to December 2020, the network newscasts did 400 stories about Andrew Cuomo. Only two of those 400 made a reference to the 15,000 nursing home deaths that he caused with his policy. Speaking of the media, what about Chris Cuomo and all of this? Was the 800-pound gorilla escorted out of CNN after Andrew Cuomo resigned? Or is Chris Cuomo now permanently damaged goods? Some claim that Chris Cuomo's journalism integrity has been impacted. Nice soundbite, but the reality is that Chris Cuomo is not a journalist by any stretch of the definition. He's a teleprompter reading host, which the same could be said of pretty much all the cable news primetime hosts, all the channels. They show up, wind up working with material others wrote for them. The legendary actual journalist, Linda Ellerbe, had a great word to describe these people. News Twinkies. So then, why has CNN been so protective of Chris Cuomo? Simple answer. He is their lead horse as far as ratings and ad revenue in a barn that's filled with more horse manure than horses. Once pioneering a mighty CNN, truly a shadow of its former self, the ratings quickly confirmed that.